Hello there. Have you ever had a dream so exciting that it woke you up? Well, most people have. In today's story, Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, had just such a dream.
Oh, what a dream. Call my magicians, astrologers, and sorcerers to tell me what the dream was.
We are all here, Your Highness. Tell us your dream, and we will give you the interpretation.
The dream has gone from me. I can't remember what it was. I only remember it troubled me. Now, you tell me what the dream was and the interpretation, or you shall be cut to pieces.
Now, wasn't that a hard thing to ask? It all ended with a big argument, and the king ordered all his wise men to be killed. Daniel and his friends were on the death list too. Daniel asked for time to pray with his three friends. In the night, God gave Daniel a vision of the dream, and he blessed the God of heaven. Then he asked that the wise men not be destroyed, and he went before the king.
Your Highness, God has shown me your dream and told me what is going to happen. You saw a great and terrible statue. Its head was of fine gold. You, O king, are that head of fine gold. God has given you a kingdom of great power. The image had a chest and arms of silver. His belly and thighs were brass, his legs of iron. All of these stand for less powerful kingdoms, which shall come after you. The feet and 10 toes of this image were made of iron and clay. Then you saw a great stone, cut without hands, strike the feet and toes. And the whole image became like dust, and the wind carried it all away. The stone is the kingdom which the God of heaven is going to set up, and it shall never be destroyed. It shall stand forever.
No, Daniel didn't know it, but that great stone is Jesus. Do you know that everyone who believes in Jesus will be part of that kingdom? Wouldn't you like to be in God's wonderful kingdom? I know you would. The Bible says, as many as receive Jesus into their hearts, they shall become sons of God. Bow your head and pray with me. Jesus, I'm sorry for all the wrong things I've done. Thank you for taking the punishment for my sins and dying for me on the cross. Forgive me and come into my heart, and I'll live for you the rest of my life.